两次。
To the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Awesome. Hello, everybody! It's the Gamer Show Bash 2014. Yeah! Woo! We have the normal panel. Normal panel, say hello. That's that four. They've been at every one so far.
Am I normal?
Sorry, guys, he's referring to how often you come on the show, not whether you're actually normal.
Ah! Yes.
So,
hello,
Chiz.
People,
hello.
Watching your show.
It's an audio podcast, Chiz, but that's fine.
Yeah.
We've only been doing it for 3 years, mate. It's okay.
Well, there's cameras. I can see
cameras.
There
are cameras pointing at us.
And we've got Sam. Hello.
Hello,
and we've got Chris.
Hi there.
So this is Chris and Russell's annual appearance on our show.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey.
Yeah. Russell's here in person.
Russell's here in person. Yeah. He only.
You should just send a bag of spunk.
Show that once, like 2 years ago, and never again.
I thought I was the drunk.
are you doing swear numbers?
Wow.
Have you got any way to note that?
Because nine minutes 39 seconds. Can I have some paper and a pen, please?
Oh, we did the same rules as last.
Can
year.
I have a long piece
that.
Of paper and some?
So swear word.
It's a
technical term.
Anybody who's in the background there, and I'm kind of looking at the person, mainly because you're the only person sitting there. There is pad and pen just on that first table there.
Dude, we'll just put a tag on it.
Sorry.
And we also have the audience.
Hey!
Because of your awful performance last year, you've been relegated to the audience this year.
I think I finished third last year. I don't think that's
third or first. So.
Or second.
I can't help it. I've got a microphone, yeah. Thanks. And a buzzer.
You get no points for oral skills, so.
That's not what he said last night.
I'm not a judge, mate. You can try as hard as you want.
Cameron, stick your finger in your ear and stop fucking shouting. It's going to be death, man. Move it away.
Maybe I shouldn't have had
you're not Rod Stewart tonight, mate.
So we're here for the quiz. Are we just going to push straight in? Has anybody got anything they want to share with the room before we start?
We played games today.
We played games. Good. That's fine. Thanks. Chiz.
It was awesome.
Can of Caesar this morning.
So because it's hard, this is the fourth quiz we've written. It's very hard to write questions. It's totally different. These might be really, really difficult. I read it last night. So maybe it's far too difficult. But we'll see. First question. Where is that?
It's a screen in Tweed Bank.
Where is that?
Oh, that took ages to come up.
Halo.
I was going to say buzzers, please.
Sorry, I'm going to switch the buzzer on and then kick it going. Cheers!
It's Halo, it's Blood Gulch.
Okay, you've been far too detailed. What planet is that on?
What planet? Oh, Halo. Halo Delta?
I've got Threshold here.
Well, no, I can see the ring in the background.
Yeah, it is on Halo.
Yeah, it is.
Right, okay, that's the wrong. So that is just the way we mean to go on. That's good.
I thought that was PGA Tour.
My first thought was Warcraft, to be honest.
No. Okay, right, I'm going to give that to Chiz for the benefit of the doubt. So you can have a point.
Oh, is that the way you
mean to go on? No, he's right, he is right. I thought that was called Threshold, but apparently not, and Chiz will take all his games home if and then we're going to do the quiz tonight, so good. But, and Russell also agrees that it was Halo, so it's your fault too. Good. So, right, in what game features the Umbrella Corporation? Chiz.
Resident Evil.
Oh, jeez, right, okay, fine.
Hold on.
Why do I sense a common theme in every quiz?
Okay. The following sword appears in Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past. What is it called? Chiz.
Master Sword?
Oh, for goodness sake, yes.
Awesome right. Games.
Okay.
Can we get a recap of what the score is? can we see what the score is?
I know one of the scores is nil.
What's the sword made out of?
Well, we tried that one year and he's still won.
Why are you not in the crowd?
Because I'm too cool for it.
Okay. In January, who did Chiz claim was his arch nemesis?
I totally missed that because Sam was talking.
Hopefully me.
No.
Repeat the question, sorry.
In January, this is obviously a show episode. This is in January, who did Chiz claim was his arch nemesis? Who's that?
Me. I think it was an otter or something.
No, it wasn't an otter.
Zimbabwe Steve.
It was Zimbabwe Steve.
God, actually, Zimbabwe half a point Steve to Sam because he told me the Steve point.
Yeah,
because he got the Steve. I don't know why he didn't think that, but as soon as you said that, I remember there's a Zimbabwe.
Can I just hold on a second? Hold on a second.
Be asked to reach for the button.
I just want to know. Was Chiz exempt for answering that question?
No, because he threw it away in the middle of an episode. I didn't think he'd remember that. That was actually supposed to be a gimme.
I think the show was called that.
Okay. What games console used the marketing phrase touching is good?
just if I'm editing, can I ask that Sam doesn't answer this question?
Well, Paris
console. It was Carmen got it first.
Oh, too soon.
Yes.
3DS?
It was the 3DS. The audience got the point.
Yes.
Won the crowd.
I've just seen they've given the audience 8 points. We might leave that.
The best bit about that is Chiz saw me, my face so excited that I buzzed in. He just nodded and go on, answer, son. You can have this one.
No, yeah.
Okay.
What was that?
So that's round one. I made them really short rounds because I was planning on doing something different, and then Chiz went, no, that's silly, don't do that, so I didn't do it. So they're really short rounds. So that's round one. Chiz is in the lead with 3.5 points. Team Cameron, which I'm just going to go because he's got the microphone.
Was that round like a written round or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that.
1 point, and Chiz is out.
Crowd.
Sam, you are in third position.
Pleb.
You are in third position, mate.
The pleb. No, the populace. No, it's an accurate.
Round two. This is New Haven. What game is that from?
Borderlands.
It is. Sam, that one was for you.
I knew it anyway. Don't worry.
Actually, it's Borderlands 2.
It is, you're right, actually, it's Borderlands 2.
I think we should not give the point to
Jack. I can tell it's Borderlands 2.
Borderlands 2.
It's up to you.
Have you got your hands to where near the buzzer?
I actually pressed the button. I beat Tim with the real answer.
Bob. Good man, sorry. It is the correct game.
Yeah, I know.
Me.
I'm pitying you, yeah. It's the only way you're getting points tonight.
Don't pity me!
In February, what mobile game caused quite a stir, resulting in the creator moving? Yes?
Flappy Birds.
It was Flappy Birds, yeah. You are off the starting blocks.
Yes! I'm still last.
What game publisher uses the tagline, it's in the game?
EA Sports.
Yeah.
It's in the game.
That's the question.
I was just making sure the buzzer worked.
What game features the company Fontaine Futuristics? Yes.
BioShock.
Yes, it is.
This is a different.
Apparently, first one. This is not a hard quiz.
Is it?
Yeah, it's the same sort of.
What game's that from?
No, oh, BioShock.
BioShock. Okay, no, yeah, I'll give you that.
Never played it.
Okay. What is the name of this gun? Brought a new perspective to my whole
name.
Yes.
Abbreviation or actual name?
Either way, if you want to be
f***ed off, Cameron!
It is the BFG, the big f***ed gun.
Can you please answer the question? I know you.
It's a big gun.
Can you go in the next room and answer the question?
I'm going to need more than that.
Can Cameron BFG? Get extra points for making Ewan's voice go that high?
BFG 1000.
It's not the BFG 1000.
2000.
It's not 2000.
3000.
It's not 3000.
4000.
1000.
10,000. Oh, stop shouting!
Wait, who was it?
BFG 1?
No. What did you say, Ross? Sorry, I couldn't hear another show.
4,000.
No.
100.
No. Right, so, okay, no.
I thought we were passing the questions on if us four didn't know them to the audience.
Yeah, they've got buzzers now. So. It's,
yeah, I know, but who's that? Yeah, they don't need a buzzer.
Pass.
It's BFG 9000.
Oh.
I am going to give Cameron half a point because he did get BFG.
I think 4.5.
It's EA Sports in the game, that's the logo.
All right, well done. I only don't make any power points.
Random advert!
Are you pushing wrong buttons again?
No. So, what I was
thinking
was
to the next question?
Asking all the questions, and everybody kind of wrote them down, and there was a bit of banter and stuff, and then went through the answers. So that's why, right. Yeah, we're going to see the answers again, even though I said them.
But you haven't alternated, you haven't changed it since you came up with that concept.
Despite the fact I had that idea yesterday afternoon, wrote a quiz last night, I didn't actually correct those.
Has this become the game where see the answer and say the question?
Okay.
What was the best game for the SNES?
Cannon Fodder 2. No. See, this
three.
Is... Three, sorry.
Wrong.
This is because we're going into
I went
round three.
All right.
Really?
Oh.
That's what you're doing.
Paul, less organisation next year.
Seamless.
See the answer.
Okay.
See what you see.
I was Paul, we should do that again. Sam Whiteley.
I've got a few of these.
Throw in a bikini and then you change.
Throw on a bikini and I might change my mind.
I don't remember saying that ever.
Fine ad choice.
I'm being difficult, so I'm French.
I'm being difficult, so I'm French. Anyway, I've got a few of those. Anyway.
Okay. should maybe use them when they're maybe...
When they're in context. Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Okay. What is the name of this weapon from Assassin's Creed Brotherhood? No. Yes.
The orb.
No.
Oh, no.
Cover to you, imagine.
Who's that? Yeah.
The apple. Apple
Eden. Apple Eden.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. And audience left goes into second place.
Yes.
Oh.
Fed team.
Your audience right.
Oh, just got text.
I don't understand.
Okay. That was a context,
yeah.
A little bit.
That well, was fair.
You use that in every podcast.
Every time audience left answers a question, it feels like someone else is answering.
What?
Oh, you get that in a minute.
Oh, I see, I see. Okay. What game featured the tagline, so addictive, it should be illegal? Yes.
Heroin?
No, bizarrely no.
Charlie Dunn?
Tetris? No.
It's my uranium.
What's that? It's my uranium. Okay, yep.
Wipeout?
No.
Donkey
Kong? Who's that?
Me. Speedball?
No. Okay, we're going to pass on this one. It's Bust a Move 2.
Is it?
See, some of them are quite difficult.
You're okay. Probably the only person.
We're going to go to the Philippines now for the next question.
Oh.
It's always popular.
This is...
Although not with...
He has a third nipple.
Sorry, we've gone to the Philippines.
This is Kyle. He does the new show on the network.
Oh, okay, sorry.
All right, guys, here's the question. In March, what long-awaited game that you were waiting for was finally released?
March. South Park.
It was South Park.
Said with no enthusiasm in my voice at all there, I realised afterwards.
We're obviously going to have to flick through a few before we see Kyle tell us the actual answer.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks, Kyle, for doing that. It was very kind of you.
Throw me a bone. Cheers, Kyle.
Here is some farmland from World of Warcraft. Where is it?
World of Warcraft?
You're close, but not too detailed. Yeah.
Azeroth?
It is Azeroth, yes.
That's right at the start, isn't it?
I can't remember what the hell it was called.
Stop doing selfies, this is serious. Jesus! Okay, what game features the Hyperion Corporation? Cheers.
Is it Fuse?
Nope.
Oh, no.
I have no idea.
Hyperion Corporation.
Oh, yeah. I remember that from something. Yeah.
this is a gimme for you, Sam. I've got a few of these in for you, and you've not got any.
Totally drunk.
Or maybe one of the newer ones.
Any thoughts? The Hyperion Corporation.
I think another game that coming to hell.
It's coming. There's a...
Alien.
Yes?
No.
I could say Hive, but I don't get to that either.
No.
Alien.
No.
Deus Ex?
Nope.
The Expanse.
I'm gonna kick.
It's me, yep. Mario.
Far Cry. Oh.
I made a soundboard last night.
Melee.
I can't be louder. I can't hear it.
Thank God, yeah, I've got that. Every time I laugh, you know it's funny.
Chuck at the maxi.
Segway.
Anybody know?
I think I have to move on, I think.
Borderlands.
How's it?
I should have.
I've got a second. What's the game I talked
about? So now we're going to have the answers, so there's Buster Move 2.
Yeah, there's no way we're getting that.
That's a right pre-go back.
South Park. Stick of Truth.
Cheers. Thank you, Kyle, again.
Go back. That was a right creepy... Look at it.
That's pretty.
That's
trippy.
Pretty sinister.
It's nothing to do with the game at all.
Evil man with his eyes stapled open.
Exactly.
That's horrible.
I don't think it's stapled open. I think it's matchsticks.
Yeah, that's slightly better.
I like the way they've marketed that as a really horrible torture game.
Yeah, I'm bored of that section.
Cheers, Mario.
Okay. That's Kyle again.
Thanks, Kyle.
How are you?
Oof, round four.
See what you've done there. Yeah.
Surely that's
what boxing game.
Okay. Whereabouts in Red Dead Redemption is this shot taken?
Oh, just,
McFarlane's farm?
Yeah.
I've got ranch.
Oh, I was going
to. Yeah, cheers. I'll give you
that. Oh, what?
Any other person here, that would be a picky bit on your part, but no, you're absolutely right. Dock him a point.
Okay. In April, what two events were cited as the reason we didn't release a show for over a month? Yes.
Wedding?
No. None of us got married this year. But thanks for noticing.
Easter.
I'm sorry, it was the invite I received. That's what put me up.
Yes.
Easter.
Did you wait for Easter?
I am so cast. Amy knows.
Sorry?
Amy knows.
Hold on, Amy. That's one. I'll give the rear audience.
The rear audience.
No.
Yes.
Anal bleaching.
Anal bleaching.
Oh, what?
Okay, I'm going to give...
Sam forgot.
Yeah. Nobody? So the two reasons that we didn't do a show for over a month was Macworld and Sam maybe moving the house.
Hold on. This was in April and it wasn't Easter.
It was an Easter.
Are you mad?
Well, we did go to Macworld.
What?
There was Easter in Macworld? I can't remember.
No.
That was the reason anyway.
Just to clarify, we bought a house in February.
Yeah!
But you bought the end of February, so we didn't do a show during March, and it was in the April show we cited that reason for not doing a show in March.
So you lied.
There was no way in hell we were getting that.
That's why we didn't do a show in March. We didn't do a show over a month. That was not in March.
Dude, this question's gone on way too long.
That is always the real reason.
That is the real reason.
That was a short round.
Yeah, that means we're done with that. Okay. What game features the company?
I like how you have Alt-tech. To give a translation afterwards.
Fallout.
It's Fallout. That was another song. He's not interested.
I was.
We were both pushing buttons, but
he was
sadly.
Camera's got it.
Yeah, it's already done.
Can we notice?
Thanks.
I still think the audience should not be allowed to vote.
What
until
game uses the tagline "Let's get wet"?
Just to clarify, I've moved my hands away from the buzzer. So any rude answers are not to do with me.
You did that without moving.
I was actually going to say something there, and then you just.
Sorry, you tell me.
I have no idea, but Dead or Alive, maybe?
No.
Oh.
I actually set up once for when you get that answer wrong. I'm
going to be doing say, Michael Jack is Moonwalker.
No, that's kids.
Oh dear. Right, okay, no, it's Silent Hill Downpour.
I've never heard of that.
I know, I've never heard of that game either.
No.
I found a website that listed funny game
tag lines.
That
was a rubbish tagline for that.
Yeah. No. It's one game series I've never really gone to at all.
This question was supposed to be read out by somebody, but you didn't bother getting back to it. So I'm going to read it.
No.
You're alive. Oh no!
Are you saying Sky all this week?
So I asked Santa.
Oh, this terrible baby. Oh no, of course. No, I'll take Santa. Santa will go to my list and I will strike Sam from it immediately. That's disgraceful. And now she's starting off work. Yes. Terrible Santa, baby. You've got an extra present there for me to stitch. Totally good. Bye-bye. Hello, everybody. Santa here. And Paul has asked me very kindly to give me one of the questions from the Game Show quiz this evening. I would say I'm immensely proud and looking forward to it. I'd also like to specially thank Paul for giving me loads of information about it. Tell me about the people I'm addressing. And he gave me loads and loads of stuff about it, about how I can take the piss out of you. And then finish it off with, well, you better not use any of that. That wasn't very helpful at all. So, I also have to especially thank Russell. Well, it looks like Russell giving up a nice shaggy some air stewardesses. Hey! It's not fucking doing that. So, here we go. With the question, the very special question. I can't find it. So maybe I should have prepared a bit early, shouldn't I? I suppose so. Right. So the question is, I'll go back and over. Okay, so the question is, in June, name the two guests that came on the Gamer Show E3 special. There you go. So in June, name the two guests who came on the Gamer Show E3 special. I'll give you a clue. It wasn't yes. me.
Anybody going to go for it? I'll take either nicknames, in fact.
Hans and Chuck.
Street and... No, Street was the Swedish guy. And
Jimmy Giblets.
I actually really quite liked him. What was his Future Boy, whatever his name was.
Okay, is anybody else going to get it? Anybody get me?
I know his gamer tag was Big Daddy or something.
His gamer tag is Big Daddy, yes. But it's Daddy spelled backwards. Mm. So the two guys were called Robert Falk, and his nickname was Streak or Streak Machine. Yeah. So you'll get a point for that, Sam. And the other guy was Chris Ashley.
Chris, really sorry. You were utterly awesome, even though you live in the future and you shouldn't have been part of it because...
Yeah, those guys were actually brilliant.
We're terrible for names because we're
good
guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was quite embarrassing.
Chiz, you are currently streaking into the lead, literally, so I don't think you need to worry about half a point.
Okay, remove my pants if you want.
No, they're just streaky.
So bikini and we change my mind.
Okay.
It catches by surprise. We can't hear them.
And the answer is, of course, Robert Streak Machine Falk. We love the streak. Absolutely love him. And Big Chris Ashley. Yes, we love Big Chris too. More fun than you know. You got a point for each. That's your one. Anyway, have a Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye, Santa.
You and I love that.
I love Santa. He's a legend.
Didn't know Santa. Of course he does. He's doing deliveries.
I didn't know Santa was so rapey.
Obviously just drunk as well.
Round five.
His PC was clearly full of porn. That's why it took him ages to find the question. I have to be honest.
Okay, round five.
I just need to close down Reggie.
What stadium from Madden 2015 is this? Yes.
The Patriots Stadium?
I'm going to give you half a point for that, for the name of the stadium.
Gillette Stadium.
Yes, it's Gillette Stadium.
Boom!
Baltimore.
Yeah.
It's not in Baltimore, it's in New England.
I was going to say the first thing.
You say that like as if we're supposed to know American football teams. Yeah.
Well, he said the name of the team's New England. I can go to Baltimore.
Did
he?
Yeah, look at it. You know, bad. Look at them.
Okay, Ross, you, the right-hand side of the audience are off the mark now. You got half a point.
Yeah.
And left-hand side of the audience are now within a point of Chiz.
Woo!
Hang on, I thought it was streaks ahead of more.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I'm kind of hoping for once you lose.
Frankly. So.
Thanks.
You've had three in a row, you know. Yeah. It's got to end somewhere. In May, we dedicated almost an entire show talking about what game due to the lack of other news prior to E3. In May, we dedicated almost an entire show talking about what game due to the lack of other news prior to E3.
I love the fact that the two people who are on that show have no clue.
Was it Doom?
Amy, yeah? No. Yes, Ross? Was that what you were going to say?
For right.
I was buzzing.
Anybody else? We played it here today. Who's that?
Halo 4.
Yep.
Halo 4.
Halo 4 came out in May.
Gears of War 2.
That was a geek bitch slap.
That racing game.
The what?
The racing game.
The racing game Dirt 2, no. Yes.
Mario Kart.
It was Mario Kart, which brings the left-hand side of the audience level with Mr. Chisholm.
I don't remember the video.
Totally did not.
What game features the company VersaLife?
Deus Ex.
No, Deuce Ex.
Look it up, Paul. You're still saying it wrong.
Absolutely.
If I look it up, it's going to be spelled. And I'm still going to pronounce it that way. Okay.
Not if you do Google.
That was quite short. Where
I go,
Bemoan. Oh, I should have had Bemoan.
Bemoan. Bemoan.
Spandex.
Actually, hang on, there's one game called Bemoan. That's not Bemoan. What's the box?
Right.
What is the name of this weapon? Yes.
Retro Lancer.
No.
Redeemer?
Oh.
Is that Gears of War?
Yeah.
It's just a gun, isn't it?
That's what I was going to say.
Stabby McStabbo. It's not Stabby McStabbo. I'm actually, maybe
going to give you a chance.
I probably would give that to somebody else if it wasn't you. The answer is a Mark II Lancer assault rifle.
Lancer, yeah, I was going to say red. I don't know. Give me half a point for that.
I'm
going to
give you half a point for that, actually, which pulls you away again.
Don't give him any points.
Actually, no, sorry, you've already pulled away. You already got that. In July, we briefly discussed a special edition PS4 based on an IP and intellectual property that was nowhere near our target demographic. What was it? Yes.
Final Fantasy?
No. So, yep.
Girls.
No.
It's not to do with the question, that's just an answer.
Why are there none?
No.
Beige.
I was going to say the red one, but that was the Nintendo Wii that was in Japan, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think we'll just let this one go.
That's not an answer, but I'm going to keep talking just to ruin it.
No, I'm just going to let this one go, or we're going to let it go.
No, I'm just going to keep
just
talking.
Just let it go. Just let it go.
Or maybe let it go. Then.
What? Push the button!
Let it go?
Frozen.
Yes, Frozen. Well done. Jeez, I give it to everybody. There's anyway, right? I don't know if I.
Cliffhanger. Oh, yes.
Where is Cliffhanger?
So Cliffhanger is there because I could find a six.
There's a Resident Evil 6.
Yeah, I like that.
Clay Fire, which was awesome just for that.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. What games console used the marketing tagline that we're not going to like these days? The more you play with it, the harder it gets.
Controller? Is that the controller? Oh,
Atari 2600?
No, it wasn't Atari 2600.
Atari ST?
Nope. It's newer than that.
Press the button.
Neo Geo?
Neo Geo, the back audience gets it. It was the Sega Mega Drive.
Was it?
Doesn't look like the Mega Drive.
You'll see when the rest of the market comes in, it's got a Genesis underneath.
During that particular question, I was straitjacketed and gagged.
Yeah. Okay.
Which part of the audience is he on?
So he's in the real audience. So the next question we're going to go righty in Norfolk, the Midlands, or the
Norwich.
Okay, so this is righty. He's doubling the Big Show. He's a good guy, and he's going to ask us the next question. I'm going to read it out to you because there's a little glitch in the audio at the beginning, but let righty do it to begin with.
Hello. It's a question for you. In August 10th, I am sleeping in a particular place with a particular suit. What place was that?
So at the very beginning there, we had a little. There was a little audio thing. In August,
plus I couldn't hear understand his voice at all.
In August, Chiz claimed that sleeping in a particular place would give you superpowers. Where was it?
Your sister.
But a skip.
A skip. No.
Septic tank.
No.
That was it. Don't remember.
That was actually Chiz.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to give Chiz half a point if anybody else can guess it properly because you're close. I would give somebody else half a point.
But as he hates you.
Yeah.
Because I want somebody
else to win. A radioactive septic tank.
No, tanks of urine, which is effectively a septic tank.
Ah. Yeah.
But righty will give us that answer in a minute.
You've been a bit pissy at that point.
Yeah.
Somebody else needs to win.
Oh. Stay for the jokes. Right. What is the name of these weapons from God of War? Yes.
Chaos Blades.
I've got Blades of Chaos.
Blunty and spiky.
Give it that word to give it the answer. I'm thinking of taking a point off the real audience. Right, okay. What game used the tagline, your Game Boy is about to become a man? Yes.
Game Boy Advance?
No. What game?
Game.
Oh. have you heard what's coming out over a controller over here? I think you're okay, say.
These are right sinister this year.
He was worried about it being hard, but, well.
About a Game Boy
game. Tetris.
Nope.
Man Boy 5.
No, it's not. Yes.
Leisure Suit Larry.
Leisure Suit Larry. No.
I'm just going to buy the bat round as like a Hulk Hogan sort of WWF
game. They've got the Man Boy 4.
No, it's not Man Boy.
Radio 1 DJs.
Yeah.
I don't think we're getting this one, Paul.
Jimmy Savile?
No, I'm not going
to. The answer is Duke Nukem for Game Boy.
No, so sorry, it wasn't Jimmy Savile.
It was not Jimmy Savile.
Contrary,
I think this game would be called Jimmy Fix It.
Just to clarify.
What is the name of this weapon?
I can't even see it.
Oh.
You have to rush him.
Rail gun.
Fat bomb.
Invisible gun.
What even is it?
Yeah. Is it in the circle or is it the one he's holding?
It's a fat boy.
It's
like the fat boy launcher or something. I can't remember. But it's the
nobody.
Fat boy is the actual.
Okay, the gun is called an experimental MIRV.
It's a medium rule.
Yeah, it rolls off the tongue.
What game is that?
Okay.
It's not.
There you go. Sorry, I didn't mean that.
Obviously, Tetris.
So there you go, that's the Sega Genesis advertising.
Jesus, that was the advert.
I actually remember that advert, but I didn't remember what console it was.
I particularly like
overjoyed to get that console.
The lines insinuating movement in the hand.
You sit there, eyes glued to the rounding arcade photographics, pulling and squeezing your knob.
Right.
Now you're...
Right. We'll just go to Righty because he's going to give us the answer. We've already got the answer. Apologies, but Righty, here we go.
And the answer is, of course, thanks to you. Bye.
Did he come to the question himself? Do you tell him to say that?
No, he said
thanks
to you.
Okay. And there's Jim.
Okay, Route 7, this isn't a game, but when I go to search Route 7, that's what came up.
What?
Route 7 doesn't include swans, apparently.
No, it doesn't. You Google it and search Route 7.
Route 7 and anything, no swans allowed in Route 7.
What is the name of this track from Mario Kart? Yes, just.
Oh. Moo Moo Farm.
It is Moo Moo Farm. Come on, he's 4 points ahead of you guys again.
I hate him, but I love him.
I nearly the bed in that one.
What game used the tagline, "This year the average person will suffer from at least one type of worm infestation"? I'm going to have to be quite specific on this one. Yes.
Earthworm Jim?
No.
Words.
Earthworm Jim 2.
No.
Worms?
Be more specific.
Worms 2.
No.
Our legs are.
I'm going to give you half a point, Sam, but...
Yeah. Well, someone said worms ahead of him, though.
Yeah.
Worms Armageddon?
No.
I've got two balls.
Okay, the rear audience gets a half a point, and so does Chiz. Sam.
Two balls. I'm two.
You shouldn't be shouting out until it goes to the audience. Russell,
your
horrible
check
your
buzzer's
working. You just
give
up. There we go. That's okay.
Right. Are you still here, Russ? He's still thinking about
shagging stewardesses. That's terrible. Yeah.
What is the name?
Does that look like a scene from Brain Dead?
It's a Labrador. No, it's a German Shepherd affiliate.
Well, mate.
What is the name of this cul-de-sac found in Grand Theft Auto San Andreas and Grand Theft Auto 5? Yes, cheers.
I buzzed, but I recognise it. But it's where, what's his name, where CG lives.
Yep.
But
yep.
Grove Street.
It is Grove Street, yes.
Yes. Good.
Of course.
Just to clarify, you're not allowed to do all those hand movements. You were talking about World of Warcraft before, so you get a shoe.
You look like a FUD.
Right, okay.
Just putting it out there.
The heckling is
where
quality.
Is this? I've obviously blanked the name off the top of there. Yes.
Monkey Island.
It is Monkey Island, Sam. Well done.
No, I'm alright.
Chris, you should have had
that. Okay, we're now going to... I don't actually know
I was
where...
joking at the time. Should have had that.
Where this next video comes from. But Ed Marshall decided to do a video for us.
Is this in portrait?
In portrait,
I know. It's a portrait video.
Yeah.
Ask us our next question. You ready?
What's with the background of Vape Station or something?
I actually love Ed Marshall.
He's on Asian Vape Station.
The question is, in September, what item of clothing did Sam claim was made in the
abuse? Yes.
His dressing gown.
His dressing gown is right.
It was.
Well, no, you
dressing gown made of 100%.
Is what I claimed. But.
Yeah, he said he had to record this half a dozen times because he kept pissing himself off.
Your boyfriend.
I can't believe you got in touch with him about that.
If I propose, do you think Ed Marshall would say yes?
Your boyfriend.
If I propose, do you think Ed Marshall would say yes?
So this is the Worms advert. There's Monkey Island. Proving that's Monkey Island. And finally, Ed Marshall's got the answer for us. Thank you very much, Ed. That was
very I absolutely love the fact you just got Babe Station.
Ed is a man. Look at that penguin. Ed is a man of class and style.
Superior taste.
And we belong together. Ed, I love you.
That is a man who's had anal bleaching.
I love him. Don't you dare.
Is that why he can't sit down properly?
Probably.
Don't you dare slur my bone.
It's the only gift to us.
He actually said he would love to have been here, but he finds getting away from his wife and kids harder than escaping from Sam's shed. Okay, okay. Round 8. It got easier at this point. Yeah. There's only like 3 games that have got actually gone past 7. Anyway. What is the name of this weapon?
Oh.
Who pushed the button? I can't see. Sorry? It is the gravity. Did you push the button?
Yeah. They push without knowing the answer. You can't have that.
No, I push without knowing the answer, knowing that he would.
That's why you can't just push, then debate the answer.
It's a mind-melding team action.
That's what happens when you take a selfie.
What game is it?
Sam. You're nobody here is drunk enough.
Still possible.
Nobody's drunk enough.
We've got 9 questions left.
You can only buzz if you know the answer. You can only buzz if you know the answer. Debate and then buzz.
We're having a mass debate over here.
It's a big group of people. Don't even do it.
Sorry?
Right. What company features... Sorry. What game features the company Datadyne? Yes.
I don't think you knew the answer.
I think
you pressed
the button.
Oh, yeah.
Carry on.
Hold on. I suspect a total swizz here. He pressed that button without even knowing what was going on.
And he gave me the talk to
anyone. Anybody?
Terminator.
My problem is I can't remember.
I think it is.
No, I'm
stopping. Right,
Max Payne 3?
Nope.
Yeah. Buzz it.
It's the Gamer Show, don't you? Oh, bugger. One of my favourite characters ever.
This buzzer doesn't work.
Yes.
Watch Dogs?
It's not Watch Dogs. Perfect Dark. Okay. In October... Recorded in September, just to make sure that you're okay there, Lola. Recorded in September, but the show released in October. What stopped Chiz being on only one of the 2 live broadcasts from EGX? Yes.
Oculus Rift?
It was the Oculus Rift, yes.
How can he answer that?
Chiz has no idea what's going on. There was a
period of time during that entire show where Chiz was the only person in the way he was.
Yes.
So actually the 2-hour queue for the Oculus Rift. He wasn't on the friggin'.
I'm afraid
we've only got his word for that.
Ty Hooker picked up a King's Cross.
You've still got another point.
He didn't come
I'm drinking this one.
These are warming up.
Special yeah, but that was the EGX live broadcast. Listen to the whole question.
It's Amy butting in again.
Paul, if you reconfer with Chiz, Chiz just confirmed that I got the correct answer.
No, according to my sheet here, it just says Oculus Rift.
It was secretly Ty Hooker in the car park.
It says Oculus Rift here. I don't care where you were, my sheet says Oculus Rift.
Oh, there we go.
And you got it right.
All right, just keep it clean for the fans then.
Twat. 7 questions left. And 4 points in it, guys. To draw.
No chance.
5 points to win.
Might even get one.
Currently viewing us more points credit than you.
What game uses the tagline "A quest for coin and cleavage"?
Yes, sir.
I actually slipped that.
So you just sort of
honestly actually slipped that.
Right.
Sid Meier's Asparagus.
No. Anybody?
Is it The Witcher?
No. Does that?
Really?
That was a guess.
No.
I just know there's sexy bits on that.
You don't know there's sexy bits.
I'm aware that there's sexy bits in that game series.
Yep.
Okay.
Hopefully, we're all highbrow enough not to play that sort of game.
It's called A Bard's Tale.
A Bard's Tale.
Bard, B-A-R-D, Bard.
Classic.
Bard's How tale. Well did that sell?
Ooh, great. I'm drinking
wine. It looks pretty bad.
Yeah, I expect probably
as well. As long as all the questions like this, I win.
How to get poor sales with tits.
What game features the company? Crynet Systems.
Crisis.
Yes, it is Crisis. It's too easy, but there was a pause of like 4 seconds.
You should have got him to shut his eyes for 4 seconds while we all looked at it first.
Oh no, I found another 5 questions. You're okay, with 10 left. It's all good.
Just prolonging the agony.
No, I just checked by the fridge. Right, the answers are a bard's tail. There you go. So there's, yep. There's the full.
Nice. Jesus. Nice rock.
Round 9.
I know.
I love the dog.
How come they had one image for the answers to that?
What?
How come you only had one image?
Because there was only one that needed a reveal, all the rest of them were questions.
Okay. Right.
What does what Nintendo don't?
Who's that? Xbox?
No.
PlayStation?
Nope.
Sega.
Sega, just yeah. Everything that Sega ever did, ever.
If Sega, if
Sonic, no.
It is. If Sega still existed,
Master System, Mega Drive.
Mega
actually.
Drive. I'm gonna give it to Sam for Mega Drive.
Whoa!
Technically, it says Genesis.
Does it?
Yeah, but I'm gonna give it to Mega Drive.
We don't know Genesis.
He shouldn't get 80 points because he's.
To be fair, hang on. To be fair. Chris said Genesis before you gave the answer there, so I would give that to Chris.
I'm going to give him half a point then, because you're being gentlemanly. What game features the company Union Aerospace Corporation?
What game?
Yes.
Red Faction Gorilla.
No.
What's the one with the professional...
Say that faster.
Red Faction Gorilla?
Faster. Yes.
No, I had it. No, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
It was like the red, red rebellion, red faction,
red faction gorilla. Yes, it's red faction. No, I'm joking.
No,
it was about to be a throwdown.
I just want to point out right now. My wife has went around everybody in the audience and asked who wanted a drink. My bottle's been dry since about round 2.
Unbelievable.
Paul, if you don't realise it, she hates you.
No. But you're not far away with Quake 4.
I was going to say
Doom 3?
Yes, it is Doom. I wish I closed that question.
Yeah. It's a Quake, but when you close, it's like Doom.
That's exactly.
You're Doom.
Yeah, but hold on. I'm going to come and speak to Speed.
We asked.
Who's Beard? That's Beed's Beard.
We asked Beed.
Speed's Beard.
Because Beed's
Beed
here.
Beed! That's Beed's face.
Because Beed's.
Actually, I recognise it from his facial mole.
We asked Beed to answer a question for us. So he asked a question.
Really?
So I'm going to pass it over to Beed to ask a question. He at no point shows any more of his face. Are you ready?
Just get his yellow teeth.
In November. What item in Sam's body did we claim?
What?
Which had banned.
You're going to have to play that.
You have to repeat the question.
Get
everybody. Beed, Beed, Beed.
We need to hear this.
Beed wins.
In November, what item in Sam's body did we claim? Which had banned.
The end bit, I don't...
Yes.
His balls.
Nope. The question is, do you want to answer quickly?
I was going to say his nipple.
His nipple is right. The question is, in November, what item of Sam's body did he claim? Twitch. He was pushing it, but it wasn't going.
So was I.
I thought it was your balls, but it wasn't.
I'm slightly worried that that's the only question I've got so far.
And you get the job, I was like.
No, you're 2.5 points. You're still doing better than Russell. In fact, you're currently doing better than Russell and Chris combined.
Buzzers are working.
They should be a team.
Someone's unplugged the buzzer somewhere.
Hang on.
Yeah, buzzer's not working, Paul.
It's something to do with Sam's balls.
Yeah.
Right. Can everybody unplug and plug their buzzers back in again, please?
Oh. It was horrible.
What
type of ball? The answer was deformity.
So I'd guess nipples.
Can I just clarify that my nipples are still very much in demand on Twitch?
Sam, your nipples are not in demand anywhere.
Still get nothing.
What game features the company?
Paul, Gentech. Still getting.
No. You don't stop, just stop, 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 stop.
You can't just.
Can we unplug and plug back in again, everybody?
I don't know what's going on with the lovers.
Or we're going to move to the bunny up system.
Yeah. Cameron, that's too early.
Yeah, right. Stop. Right. As soon as it appears on the screen, it's the first person whose light goes. Right, you ready?
Is that one? I'm being unplugged as well.
Yeah, Kirsty, you can unplug and plug it
back. Stop pressing.
I think it's just doing that itself now.
I think that, yeah.
Can somebody just try chest for sure?
It's working now.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, sorry, that's just.
Oh, sorry. There you go.
That's cheating then.
No, you've got the chance. Do you know what it is?
Crisis.
No, it's not. No.
I was quite hopeful there.
I recognise that Gentech. That payment payments from.
Nobody?
Not that certificate.
Gentech, anybody?
I think it's quite time to move on. I don't get one.
Okay, it's prototype.
That would make sense.
Yep. Okay.
I knew you recognised
it. What console used the marketing campaign? In case you didn't notice, there's a beautiful naked woman on this page.
Six.
Neo Geo.
Not Neo Geo, no. Yes.
Sorry, did you say what?
Games console.
Games console.
Sega Genesis.
PlayStation?
No.
You need to buzz in something. Go over there.
Oh, sorry.
Mega Drive? No.
No.
Sega
Game Gear?
No.
Game
Boy? No.
Saturn?
It is the Saturn. Final
cheers.
Five questions. For the record, Chiz is one. So we're all playing for second place now.
Can we just... Yeah. You see, if you did the whole thing where everyone is versus Chiz, would he still win?
We did that at the Summer Bash. We did 2 years ago. We did everybody versus Chiz. Chiz still won.
Yeah. But I'm just telling you, would this be the case?
But we should have had more... buzzers, because people knew the answers, and yeah, so
yeah, it's my fault.
There was one buzzer per team, and there was like a team of four people, but Chez has had his own buzzer. So.
Well, the non-gamer group, there was about 40, I think. Well, that's exaggeration, but there was well more than four, and they were shouting from the back, push the buzzer!
To be fair, even within that crowd, there was me by myself.
What they were doing was they would instantly buzz and then discuss the answer, so they were actually jumping me before I could...
We're going to do a game.
Paul, does all of our points just now beat Chiz?
Because I mean, they're only they're 7 points behind.
Shall we wait for Chris to come back from the toilet?
Yeah. So we'll just talk amongst ourselves. Podcast listeners, just enjoy our banter.
Let's do the UK 2 advert.
Okay, I should have put that in. You know, that's actually something I should have done.
UK 2 is really good.
They are superb. They support everything on the British Tech Network. If you want to go back and look at all the old shows of the Gamer Show, remember the first show, Sam? We can go back and listen to that.
Sam's first and last show.
It was called Sam's. In fact, do you remember that it was actually that was our second show? We did a pilot show, it was never released.
Yeah, we really shouldn't ever release.
But if you because of the support UK2 provide us, you can go back and listen to any show from the history of Mac Show, the Big Show, even the Web Show, the Nonsense Show, the Profit Show we've had in the past. There's tons. So you can go back and listen to
all of those other good shows,
or you can listen to the Gamer Show. they are absolutely superb. What they do is pretty much anything you want for the web. So if you want to go and
put a
website or something like that, you just have a conversation at the top of the advert. It's cool. Please do the app.
I think most of the people in the room are forgetting that the mics are switched on. They think their voice activated. Well, they kind of are.
So you get your superb. If you want anything for the web, domains, VPN, VPSs, anything like that, head on over to thebritishtechnetwork.com, click on the sponsors link, and in there you'll start to find a whole bunch of voucher codes to get 20% off domains or all sorts of other cool offers. Just pop in the voucher code when you do your checkout, and everything will be fantastic. You get your superb. And also, if you just mentioned Patreon, if you head to Patreon, sorry, our website, the sponsors section, sorry, support us section, and click on the Patreon link. It'd be great if you could just throw whatever you can to us. Underwear, socks, monkey nuts. I really like
monkey
nuts.
I want to say thanks. I want to pick on Gillian and say thank you to Gillian, because
Gillian, right.
Yeah, no, there was she, I think it's a she, she's amended her donation to be a full dollar. And I don't know how it had happened, but her donation had got down to 13 cents.
Wow.
Somehow. And actually, it was costing us more money to get the 13 cents offer than we were getting. So please, minimum donation's a dollar, otherwise it costs us money. Thank
you. We really appreciate anything you can throw us, as long as it's above 13 cents. But thank you very much, Tipaco. You are delighted. Awesome. Right, okay. In the break, I've decided that every question in round 10 is going to be worth 2 points.
Unless Chiz answers it, in which case
it's
1 point.
No, well, every time
I have an excuse if I get beat now, then.
Okay. We're going to have to just cover the answers. So that's Genesis does what Nintendo, Sega Genesis. Bede's going to give us the answer to his question.
Can I just say, I've known Bede for 20 years now, and he has never, ever, ever been less sinister than that.
Do you know what? I've seen him way more sinister than that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's never been less sinister than that.
That's probably pretty tame.
Somebody might get a photograph of Bede at the Gamer Show Bash. Has somebody got a photograph of that?
The thing is that at that exact moment in time, he's probably doing something really horrible.
Who's just taken a picture of the screen with a flash?
Sam, he's probably...
That's already a sample for next year.
Sam.
You brought him.
Sam, can you...
I'm going to realise he put some little pants on.
Sitting on a new box seat. Pretty warm headphones. It's like sitting on a new box seat. I was told we should do that again. It's horrible.
He loves sitting on a
new
box seat.
Can we find some easier words for Chris to use? Because he's struggling with those.
Right.
Segway for you.
It's one of my proudest moments. Yeah, it's funny fall.
Okay.
There.
And there's the six. Okay, round 10. I could use Final Fantasy.
Would have saved a lot of effort.
Okay. What console uses the marketing campaign "Now you're playing with power"? Two consoles, and I'll give you a point for each. As in 2 points for each.
Mega Drive and Mega CD?
Nope.
No, I forgot about the Mega CD. Yeah. Completely.
I don't know. Two consoles.
Who's that? Yep.
Yeah, I bought one of those.
Look at the GameCube now.
Yep. The Neo Geo and the Neo Geo 2?
No.
SNES is one of them.
Yes.
SNES is one of them.
Does he get double
points? What's the other one? NES?
NES?
No.
NES and SNES?
N64?
No.
Come on!
Game Boy?
Yes. So Chess is down streaked at the lead. Again, where he wasn't actually behind anybody. He's actually getting to the point now where I think everybody combined is still less than after those 4 points he picked up.
In your faces.
Okay.
Especially you, Cameron.
Again, I've heard that before.
And one thing we discussed is at the end, after I beat you have to be hauled down by teabag you.
Cameron, mostly you've heard that a fiver for in your face.
It was quite expensive, to be fair.
There we go.
In December.
I'll do it for free.
In December, who was our guest?
In December.
Me. Or late November.
French bod. I forgot his name.
Fanboy.
Blizzard fanboy.
Blizzard fanboy.
And then Wizard Boots.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I know, he's rear audience, so we're going to...
Patrick Beja.
It's Patrick Beja, yes. So rear audience gets another point.
Once again, not that you're listening to this ever, because, well, you wouldn't listen to this, but Turbo Sub, we didn't hear anything.
Are you leaving?
I'm going to leave
right now. Yes. That's fine. Very nice to see you, Steve. Everybody say goodbye, Steve.
Bye, Steve.
Bye. Bye. Really don't blame me for leaving.
What do you call this weapon?
A certain time.
That's good.
What?
Yes.
Flower. What was the question? There's fireballs in Mario, that's what it does, but.
Oh, the Wii.
Flower.
Fire flower.
Star flower.
I can't see our light, anybody?
It gives fireballs in Mario, so, that's the question.
That's a flower. It's flower.
Yes.
Fire flower.
Fire flower, yes.
Oh, such a guess.
I just saw the floor on the ground.
I'm going to kill everybody.
Is there a prize for the first person who's obviously pissed? You are way ahead of
those. No, to be fair, Chris wins that every year.
Every year.
I think we can
I just point out that before this, I was told that every year I am the least controllable. And I pointed out that last year, Chris Cameron had a gigantic... And Paul's going to shoot me now. A gigantic pyramid of beer cans.
But that doesn't mean he wasn't controllable.
Right.
I'm totally controllable.
Totally wild.
You haven't this year, actually. You've had.
And I wasn't last year.
Yeah,
and I wasn't any other year.
Yeah.
So back off.
You're always like that. Almost every time. Almost every time. What is the name of this level?
I'm taking Wheatley down.
It's past me, you have to go on.
Yep.
Green Hill Zone.
It's the Green Hill Zone.
I had green and zone, but I couldn't remember what it was.
That's a hill.
Yeah.
Well, you've broken double digits, you guys. Well done.
Hey.
Second team to do that. It's good. And finally.
Have you not got any like name the future?
Oh, I know it's zone and green, but I totally lost the hill.
I've done like three quizzes with them. I've ran out of like theme tunes that most people would know. We're going very niche after that. Final question, last question. You know what? With the exception of Sam, if anybody gets this, I will give them 100 points. Sam doesn't, because this was another Sam engineered question.
Rome Total War 2.
I've done so well with all the rest of them.
What is this area called?
That particular area?
Yes.
Goal.
Spain. No.
It's Europe. Well, actually, the entirety of the area is called Goal, but if that particular. Like the. Oh, Bagger comes. Which is a real place. I showed you all earlier.
France.
Bagacom is the blue area, which is just kind of next to Britain there. Arse is down in Spain. Arse is the white bit just below the red bit. In
it's
Spain.
France.
There.
Germany.
No.
Germania.
No.
It's cool.
Athen.
It's
gotta
be cool.
Avanishi.
It's not. No. Anybody else?
Barbara.
That actually covers four different.
It's what's
areas.
Labeled on the picture.
But that's four different areas.
No. The circle encompasses one area that I want to know the answer to, which is the area.
Yes. CERN.
No.
Well,
CERN. I'm going to say gold because he's not using it.
Honestly, that covers one, two, three, four different provinces. So
Celtic.
Which,
okay.
Celtica. Mm-hmm.
It says it on them. It says it on it because it just appeared, you
forward.
Muppet.
Oh. Calm down.
That was a reveal.
If it on the map, why didn't you see it?
Duh.
No, the thing I like about that is that they were angry at everyone else, even though the two of them were looking at the same map.
And you guys are going to do still. Why did he answer?
All right.
retards like us.
just to ruin it a bit further, actually Celtica includes that bit that's poking off to the left there that you didn't
it's
include
all green.
In it.
So, that's it. That's
it. It's all green. Okay.
Okay, so the scores are... those questions one. We're interested.
Give us a bit more enthusiastic, come on.
Sorry. Okay, here we go.
So yeah, well done, you won the game. Cheers, you.
Okay.
I would bleep that on an explicit tag.
Yeah, I know.
What did you say, Sam?
No, it was
I have been so well behaved!
So, Chess wins again. In last position, Russell, mighty zero. And in fact, I don't think he even bothered to push the button.
Was Russell here?
He did!
Repeatedly, and my light lit many times, and nobody paid attention because everyone was...
Also, the fact that you were silent the entire time didn't help.
To be fair, he was thrown by the
church. I shouted on. And right. Then he answered. Second last. To his right, Mr. Chris. Kirsty, you've not been at a Gamer Show Bash before. That's quite poor by Chris's standards at a Gamer Show Bash.
Yeah, yeah. Last year, Chris actually built a full fort around himself.
Yeah, that's low.
Yeah.
Third last, it's the winning music from Mario World. Third last, joint third last, is the rear audience. And the Roys.
On the Roys.
Then comes Sam with 6 points. A personal career best, I think, there.
I'm quite impressed.
And then
I'm sitting watching the camera here. And Chris has taken on a kind of like Alan from The Hangover kind of vibe.
That is me.
I think he's just a spliff now and he's sick.
Second last.
He's got a giraffe in the car.
Second last. The left-hand side of the audience.
My name's Andrew.
Andrew Cameron. Second.
Andrew Cameron, team two.
Yeah.
So we came to
and the winner this year.
Is that four quizzes now? Yeah. Is that four?
No, it's just
Cameron. Cameron.
No, you're fourth.
Is that four quizzes now?
Exactly.
Is that four?
But you shall be
in the four.
Cameron. Amy. Cameron. Are you with that microphone live?
It's your bash down in Birmingham.
Is that four? Is that four? Okay, cheers. Take your bow.
I feel I should have like some sort of proper like 80s montage. Like Cry Kid 80s workout music or like.
So you get to keep the box of biscuits from last year. You don't have to return.
I've got no prize this year.
No, that's the prize. It's every year. The biscuits come back. Somebody else scrolls their name in it with a pen.
The tin never left your house.
That's true. I eat them. Good. Right. So Chiz wins the prize this year. It's been fun. The bash is still going to go on. We've got another few hours of gaming left. There's Total War is happening over there. We've got Mario Kart down the bottom. We're probably playing Dirt. We've got Modern Warfare. All sorts of other stuff going on. It's been awesome. Thank you very much, everybody. Good night.
Yeah.